With just over 2 weeks to go before Election Day, the airwaves are jammed with political ads. This is a banner year for such commercials, with candidates and parties on their final soft money spending spree before campaign finance reform takes effect. And this is particularly true in states with competitive House and Senate races, as NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
In states and congressional districts where the campaigns are extremely close, voters could be seeing literally thousands of political ads this year. If you were able to flip the channels on a giant national television set, here's what you might encounter.
Mom raised eight of us by herself. We were poor, but she raised us right.
John Sanchez.
She said, typical politician. Tim Johnson's been flying all around the world for free.
Now this radical group is riding into Arkansas to support Mark Pryor.
Germany, New Jersey, Beijing, Hong Kong.
E. coli, tainted meat, Colorado kids falling ill. Our food safety net is failing, and so is Wayne Allard.
Enron, the symbol for corporate greed. Yet Congresswoman Nancy Johnson
voted to give paychecks, our gas tanks. Johnson texts seniors on Social Security.
Call Jim Talent and tell him his vote shattered lives.
The kids are like, dang, what happened to Daddy's company?
Alex Castellanos is a Republican media consultant who's been making campaign ads for years, but he's never seen a more crowded arena.
The whole political battlefield has become more cluttered. Now it's not just the candidates that are starting earlier and interceding in the other primaries. There are more campaigns. There are independent issue groups, advocacy groups. There are a lot of more people out there who are participating in the process.
And that means ad makers like Castellanos have to work extra hard to get their ads noticed. Here's one commercial from the Senate race in Montana that stood out this year for its content and its effect.
State Senator Mike Taylor once ran a beauty salon and a hair care school until the Department of Education uncovered Taylor's hair care scam for abusing the student loan program and diverting money to himself.
The script and the charges sound like a boilerplate attack ad, but what made the ad unusual were the visuals. The commercial uses video from an old television show showing Republican Mike Taylor, then the head of Michael Taylor Institute of Hair Design. He's wearing a three-piece Saturday Night Fever suit, open to reveal plenty of chest hair and gold chains, and he's massaging cosmetics onto a male client's face.
And it was just a presentation that wasn't very flattering for somebody running for the U.S. Senate. In an election this year in Montana, not Las Vegas.
Ron Fauché is the editor of Campaigns and Elections magazine.
Most professionals would think that it was an effective advertisement. It had the effect that it was intended to.
As a matter of fact, the ad may have had a greater effect than intended. Most ads are designed to drive up an opponent's negatives. In this case, Mike Taylor dropped out. Taylor complained that the ad destroyed his reputation in Montana by suggesting he was gay. The award for the toughest attack ads this year could go to California Governor Gray Davis, who ran many ads like this one against his Republican opponent, businessman Bill Simon.
Two of Bill Simon's businesses were accused of accounting irregularities. Another is being sued for fraud. He's laid off hundreds of workers, many without notice. The Chronicle reported he siphoned money from his family's charitable foundation. Now the Wall Street Journal reports...
One of the funniest ads this year was made by Doug Forrester, the Republican senatorial candidate in New Jersey. Forrester was running against Democrat Bob Torricelli until Torricelli dropped out late in the race and was replaced by Frank Lautenberg. This commercial shows a frustrated student losing a basketball game.
Oh, I'm losing. I quit. Let Frank Lautenberg play for me.
Tell your children you don't quit just because you're losing.
Torricelli can quit. I can quit. I'm not going to lose.
Humor is one way to cut through the clutter, although sometimes funny ads get more media attention than they do votes. Media consultants say it's getting much more difficult and expensive to get a message out. Besides the ubiquitous remote control, political ads are also competing with VCRs, satellite dishes, the internet, and video games. The political professional's response to all this? More ads. Alex Castellanos.
It takes just a deafening volume of an ad to get it through. So when you have more groups, more candidates, and a higher volume of ads getting a message through, I think there's a danger that campaign advertising turns into wallpaper.
But Castellanos isn't ready to concede that political ads are beginning to matter less.
If you think TV advertising doesn't matter now, try doing a campaign without it.
And it's hard to imagine any candidate in a competitive race who would dare to be the first to turn off the TV. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.